I'm Jacob Reeves. I'm a senior tax manager here in our Newport News office. And today we are going to be going over some individual and estate provisions from the One Big Beautiful Bill.
Hi, welcome. My name is Marie Wimmer. I'm a senior tax manager out of the Roanoke office for Brown Edwards. All right, so this is the premium tax credit. And this is not new. This was created when we started using the marketplace to get health insurance. What they put in that is that you can get a discount on the health insurance that you get through the marketplace, but that discount is the premium tax credit. So what then you would have to do is file your taxes and then recalculate that credit to see that if you had to pay any of it back. So it's not a new concept, but what OB3 did was add some qualifications and definitions in for this tax credit. For example, there's a new class of eligible aliens that are allowed, but then there's also definitions of those who are not allowed. DACA recipients, temporary protected status, non-immigrant visa holders.
Yeah, I think a big push with this was, that tax credit there from the old Obamacare law is there to kind of help cover when employers aren't helping cover your health insurance due to eligibility requirements or anything like that, putting you on the marketplace. So this really trends with the campaign and what we're seeing, that we're trying to pull it back and only have it be eligible for citizens, and kind of looking at that based on immigration status with this. So that's sort of been the rollback here.
With the premium tax credit. So again, we're adding more to make it a little bit more difficult for those that maybe shouldn't be getting the premium tax credit. So now the exchange is going to be required to verify an individual's eligibility for the credit, for the healthcare and the credit. And that has to be done ahead of time. And you can see some of the verifications there: household income, family size, if they're eligible alien, their residence, etc. This doesn't start until after 2027, assuming so they can get the manpower in place in order to do these checks.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've seen it in your practice, but I know I've had some clients that income fluctuates. So one year they qualify for a lot of these credits, and the next year they're paying it all back to the government because they don't qualify for any. So I think this is really intended to get in front of those people who are claiming low income, taking all the credits, and then trying to get out of paying it back once they go to file their tax return. So I think this is sort of where that crackdown is to not have the cash outlay by the government ahead of time.
He's right into the next slide. And Jacob hit this nail on the head here. So when you filed your tax return and you recalculate that credit, if you weren't supposed to get that much of a discount, you know, you'd have to pay it back, which could be significant. But there was a process in place where that payback could have been capped. But now under OB3, has been removed. The cap has been removed. Ideally, if they're doing the eligibility calculations ahead of time, that should minimize this payback, but it's put in place here to catch those who fall through the cracks.
Yeah, and I really think some of this may have been a backlash from COVID, when we had all those bills come through kind of pushing the economy, that they eliminated the repayment cap for taxpayers during COVID. And so we saw a lot of people who had estimated correctly weren't overpaid by much on credit, but they could have applied and said they should have gotten more credit and then just wouldn't have had to pay it back. And you had others that had done that. So you kind of had people gaming the system there retroactively. So I think that this kind of stems to put a stop to that.